We are actually quite glad that we were able to organize this panel, since search engines right now form probably the most important window onto the web. They determine to a great degree what is visible and thus what exists on the web. What is more, search engines decide on our behalf what is supposed to be relevant and what is supposed to be not relevant in the context of our queries. In other words, search engines constitute a very powerful entity on the internet, a power which ultimately resides in the organizations which develop search engines. The fewer real popular search engines there are, the more powerful become the remaining developers, such as Google or Yahoo. Considering the crucial role search engines play in our daily life on the net, it is actually quite amazing how little attention we pay to the diversity of search engines out there and to the varying quality of results they deliver. In our everyday life, the use of search engines has become very much a routine activity. Most people use just one search engine, and most people are inclined to take the results as a more or less objective mirror of the web. It seems to be about time that we develop a better understanding of quality aspects in the search area, quality aspects that would enable us to make informed choices and to judge the results we get from our queries. The central question of this panel concerns the potential impact of open source search engines on the further development of the power structure, the quality, and not least on innovation in the search technology area. Volker Grasmuck, who has organized this panel, it was not me, it was Volker who did this, was able to attract two really distinguished speakers. On my right side, you see Doug Cutting, who will be our first speaker. He's an expert in the field of information retrieval for more than a decade. He has been working on new search paradigms, both with Xerox PARC and Apple's Advanced Technology Group. Doug's most recent product is Nudge, a new effort to implement an open source web search engine, which aims to provide a transparent alternative to commercial web search engines. What this exactly means is, of course, open to interpretation. New open source search engine could as well dethrone popular search engines as Google, or they could just mean competition that makes Google aim to stay as honest as most people think Google is to date. Our second speaker is Wolfgang Sander-Beuermann. Wolfgang is leading the search engine lab at the Computer Center of the University of Hannover. The most popular project of this lab is the meta search engine metager.de. A more recent project is the research portal .net, funded by the German Ministry for Education and Research. Current development activities concern new ranking technologies and step towards the semantic web. Now, please, Doug, you have the floor. In general, we have the idea that both our speakers will give presentations about 30 to 40 minutes each, and then we will have a discussion on the presentations. But you are invited to interrupt them should you have questions that relate directly to what has been said.